Today's shiur in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamud Ches Amud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah. We began Siman Tof Resh Ayin Aleph yesterday, and we finished off Siv Beis in the Mechaber, but now we have a Mishnah Berurah or two to still do. So we'll begin with Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Vav to remind ourselves that in yesterday's Siv Beis, we discussed that we follow the practice of Beis Hillel, that we light one additional candle each day. And you do this for the entire household, for every single person in the household, if you follow the Mahadrim and Amhadrin approach, which is what most people generally do, which we spoke about yesterday. So now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Vav. And he writes, Umisha ain lo shemen harbe. If somebody unfortunately doesn't have enough oil, yitim be'echad shemen kishir, he should put in one candle the full amount of oil to light for at least a half an hour. Vamosar, and the excess oil, yichalik lukulam, he can divide up into the rest of the candles that he has for that night. So if it's the sixth night, for example, and he doesn't have enough oil for all six candles to light, so put in one candle the full amount to light, so you yose the mitzvah, and then in the other five candles, you put in a little bit, and even though they won't have enough for the shear, since the first candle that you have is enough for the shear, that will fulfill the mitzvah in the optimal way that you can with the oil that you have. Shem yasta lekula mishava. If you'd fill up all six equally, none of them would have the shear. Lo yad lekafilu echad kishir, and you wouldn't be yotzei the mitzvah, at least according to many of the poskim. If you have only an exact amount of oil for all 8 days, and your friend has no oil, so you could light Mahadrim and Amahadrim all 8 days, but your friend will not be able to light. So what is preferable? So the Mishnah says, then you should light each night only one candle, and give some of the oil to your friend so he can light as well, and this way everybody can fulfill the mitzvah. Why? The Hamidina, because the practical halacha technically is ein tzarich elo echad, because you can fulfill your responsibility with just one candle, kanal as we explained in yesterday's shir, and therefore this way both you and your friend can light. V'davka keshechaveru eino b'nei beiso. This is only if your friend doesn't live in your house. He's not a member of your family, and he's not being supported by you. He's not samuch al shuhano. However, avam hu b'nei beiso, if he's one of the people supported by your household, so mutav shiyeh hu meha mahadrin. Then, ideally, you should give him enough oil that he could go and light the mahadrin, which is to light one candle each night for every member of the household. The issue of number 13 brings down that the reason should tzorach litein b'shar and eros pochsim kishir, why you put in less than the shir and the other, let's say, five candles, like I give the example, you're putting one on the sixth night, one that has the full shir, and the other five have less than the full shir. What does that accomplish? Because he says you can rely upon the poskim, shalot tzorach litein shemen kishir b'ner chanukah, that you don't have to go and put in that half hour, the shir hanal that we spoke about, the half hour shir on each night of Chanukah. You can get away with less, according to some poskim. And the Prima Gadol brings down, Shedin Zetoli B'Shnei Atirutzim in the Gemara in Shabbos. It's dependent on that machlokus there. Mitamze, because of Mishnah Berurah, Shem Lo Nosan B'Ner Shem and Kishir Chozu Madig Lo Bracha. That's why you have to fulfill all the opinions, but you should not do it with a bracha, because maybe you were Yotze, but if you didn't have the shir, you should relight, but without a bracha. And he adds, and even if you don't have enough for the shear of the half an hour, you should still light, albeit without a bracha, because there is an opinion that says you are yotze. And he says, if you only have enough oil for one night, so the Kavachim brings down, don't separate that out into lighting less than the shear for the other nights. Take what you have on the first night and light it for the shear, even though that means the rest of the nights you won't have any oil at all. The issue foot number 40 brings down the reasoning, that you should go and share with your friend rather than you do the mitzvah mahadrin and mahadrin, and your friend doesn't do it at all. Better that both of you do it mahadrin, and this way both of you can do it. Why is that allowed? So he brings out from Nissan Karolid Zatzal, the midin of Arevus, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebezeh. So therefore, you should go and do this to help him out. Even though you have a hidur mitzvah to do it in the more ideal way, nevertheless, even though in the normal circumstances we say you're not chayv to be mevata, you're doing the mitzvah and to let him do it. So the Sfasemis explains over here, mikol makom gam kishkamadik bezo gimel neros einam ela mitzvah achas kamo misha madik nerechot. Says if you're lighting more candles, it's still the same mitzvah. So you're still performing the mitzvah, and therefore better to let your friend, through the concept of arevus, go and light for himself. Now we're going to Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Zayin, and he writes, if oil is very expensive, so mudu lahadlik b'nei rishayba, then light with wax candles. Lios mosif olich, and light each night an additional wax candle, kamosha kosa b'fnim, as he himself writes inside. Because it is preferable to go and light the mahadrim and mahadrim with wax candles than to just light one oil candle each night. Mima shiadlik, rather than going and taking and lighting, v'shem and zayis, ner echad b'cholayla levad. the issue of number 22 brings down from the Shalos Chuvas Binyan Olam, Mishum Shibba Mosif Aholich, when we're adding on each additional night one extra candle, so there's a Tosefis in the Pirsum of the Nes, and that's the Ikar Mitzvah, and therefore it's preferable to do that with wax candles rather than to just do one oil candle. And he adds as well that oil is preferable because it's more tzolo, but not because it's actually better in terms of doing with one oil rather than eight, let's say, wax candles. The issue for number 17 brings down that the light half and half, that's not proper. He brings this down in Siman Tov Resh Ayin Gimel. Likewise, the issue for number 18 brings down, if you only have enough oil on the second night to light two candles, but then you won't have any oil for the rest of the nights, he says it's better to light the two candles on the second night, even though you won't have any oil for the rest of the nights. Now we continue with the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, "Fafilu and Rabbi Bnei Abayis, even if there are many people in your household, lo yadliku yoser." This means that if you're just following the opinion to go and have one person light, so even if there are many, many people in the house that are physically there, lo yadliku yoser, they don't have to go and light in order to fill the mitzvah of Mahadrin, which is you light one person each night. And the Mishnah comments in Sivkot and Ches, Bein Belayla Rishon and Bein Shar Lelos. This is true the first night and all the other nights. I call Negorim into Balabais. Everybody follows the Balabais. Afilu Bonav Agdolim Mishosav. Even if he has older children and he has servants or other people in the house, Kivashim Smuch and Al Shulchan and Mekviyah, since they're definitely part of his household, Hem Bechlal Bnei Beso, they fall into the category of Bnei Beso, and technically he fulfills the mitzvah for the entire household, at least according to the Mahadran opinion. The Chofetz Chaim brings down the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masku, Lo Yaliku Yoser, and he says the reasoning for this is the Lefish Gizek, Shisharoen Babayis, Belal Sheni, Shadokin, Shtei Neros, Yargishu, Betosefes Anes. If there's one person lighting two candles, so they'll see that this is the Tosefes Anes. However, Avaladea Shnia, Shemadlikin, Belal, Rishona, Ner, Lukol Echem, Yibi Abayis, but according to the opinion, it says everybody in the household should light one candle, so Oz, Imiadliku, Belal, Shnia, Shnaim, Lukol Echem, if everybody lights two on the second night, Ain Kan Hakara, Letosefes Anes. It doesn't look like it's the second night. It just looks like there are a lot of people in the household, each lighting one candle. People will say, Kiyomu, Sheish Habe B'nei Bayis, Uchol Echot Ein Shal Rak Ner Achas, and everybody will say that he's just lighting one candle. Vahainu, but this, of course, Chavetz Chaim points out, Shekol Aneros Doki B'mokum Echot, say it's so that. That's what they're all lumped together. But if you're lighting them in separate places, so then obviously it would be preferable to have each person light on their own. The issue number 23 brings down, what about women? Do women light? So he brings down that the wife of the person fulfills her obligation with her husband lighting, but the same works the other way. If the wife is home and the husband's not, so the wife should light, and the husband fulfills his obligation through the wife lighting. And the same thing would true with B'nai Besa. They're all fulfilled with the woman, the mother, the wife lighting. Same thing would apply if one of his older children lit, so technically they fulfilled because the obligation is on the house, not on the individual, according to the opinion of the Mahadran. Obviously, Mahadran and Mahadran, everybody can light on their own. There are a lot of other interesting dinim in this long footnote, Dershu footnote number 23, Ayin Sham. We'll get back to it if we have time, although I don't think we will. Tishuvah number 24 brings down that the definition of someone leaving your household is that they're living there for more than 30 days. This is true, however, even if they haven't yet reached 30 days, but they're planning on staying there for 30 days, they would also be included in B'nai Beso. Tishuvah number 25 brings down that a married child who's still samuch on his parents, he's being supported by his parents, nevertheless is not considered B'nai Beso, and he should participate, he should be mishtatef with his father, B'pruta, to do like a achsanoi, like a guest would do as well, in order to be fully yotze. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Hagav yeshomim lecholecha b'nei bayis yadlik." And this is the opinion that we're used to, that everybody in the household lights. This is the Mahadran and Mahadran opinion, and this is brought down in the Rambam. And the Ramah says, "V'chein haminok poshut." This is the way that most people do it. Baruch Hashem, we live in a society where buy a box of candles is a dollar, and a person can buy candles very easily. Even oil is not expensive. And Baruch Hashem, most people light Mahadran and Mahadran. Every person in the household lights, although Mishnah Berurah brings down a Sivkot and Tes, what I mentioned before, Levad Miishto Tikagufo, the wife is considered part of the husband, and therefore she doesn't light separately. By the Shabbos candles, which is more for the inner house, so it's the woman's obligation to light, and the man is Yotze with his wife. The Chanukah candles is more for the outside world, presuming Nisa, so the custom is that the man lights and the wife is Yotze with him. But obviously, for both situations, either one could technically light. The wife could light the Chanukah licht and be Yotze the husband, like we just said, and the husband could light the Shabbos licht for his wife. Let's say she's in the hospital giving birth, so he lights the candles for his wife in the house. Both work because both are obligated. The issue footnote number 26 does bring down other opinions about what Mahadran and Mahadran means, Ayin Sham. And the issue footnote number 27 discusses what about older girls, because when they're going to get married, so they're going to be lighting with their husband, they're not going to light on their own. Should they light when they're younger girls themselves? So look in the issue footnote number 27 for the answer to that. Chasam Sofer brings down an interesting idea here as well, that since you're lighting outside, it's for the outside world, so it's called Kvudu Bas Melech Penima, it's less appropriate for the girl to go and light outside. brings down interestingly, that's why many have the custom that they don't, women don't do Kiddush Levana. Technically, there's nothing wrong if they do so, but many have the custom they don't do this because it is outside. And he brings down the same thing for the Birchas Hachama, which comes up once every 3 decades, so the minhag is that they don't do that as well, although, of course, many women have taken upon themselves to do both of these mitzvos, and it's perfectly allowable. What happens if the husband and wife aren't together? So the rest of this Dirshu footnote brings down many different discussions about this Ayin Sham. He also brings down in this, the end of this Dirshu footnote, that the custom is to be mechanech the younger children to go and light the candles by themselves. Ela shedai lechanchem lahadlik ner echa b'chalayla. But it would be adequate to teach them to light one candle per night. Again, Baruch Hashem, the cost of such is not so difficult to go and buy a box of candles, even for a young child, to go and have light mahadrin mahadrin. Then he brings down as well, according to the Das of the Shulte Giborim in the Meiri, that you do not have to go and teach a young child to be mechanechim to light on his own. Why? Because technically, as an adult, you won't have to light, because technically that's only mahadrin and a mahadrin, and therefore there are those that say you're not obligated to have your child be taught to go light the chanechim, but there certainly is nothing wrong, and that certainly is the commonly accepted custom that all the children light Mahadrim and Mahadrim as well, assuming that that's physically possible to do so from a financial and other points of view. Finally, Dir Shavuot number 30 brings down that B'shas HaDchak, even if there aren't a lot of places for each person to light separately, so he brings down from the Shaar HaTzion in Sivkot and Tezayin, Sheish Lismoch L'Hokel Kedas El Yerabah, Shebalayla HaRishon Yechon L'Adlik Kama Anoshim Mok Mechad. Everybody could light all together in one place, even though you won't be able to tell how many lights it is, but everybody knows it's the first night of Hanukkah, so if you see 10 lights there, they'll know that there are 10 people in the house, and it won't be a problem. Then the Ramah continues and he says, V'yizaru liten, you should be very careful to make sure that everybody has liten kol echad v'echad neirosa v'mokum yuchad. Everybody should light separately, as we pointed out already in the Bir Halacha, Kadeshia heker kama neiros badlikin. Then he brings down from the Maariv Prague that you should know how many nights it is tonight so you can see the Pirsumei Nisa in a better fashion. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud tells us, you have to add on one candle for each night, so you have to know which night it is. If they're not all together, so then you can tell. But if they're all together, you won't be able to know. If you can't afford this, then you can light just one candle on each night. Sivkim Mechaber writes, there sheyesh lo shtei pios, if a candle has two wicks on it, olo b'shul shnayim, then it counts as two separate lights, even though they're connected underneath in the oil source. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot Yud Aleph, haynu shapsilos mi bifnim munachem b'ner ze etzel ze, in the source of the either the wax or in the source of the oil. So at the bottom, they're all connected, but at the top where it comes out, they're not connected, so it looks like it's two separate lights, so that's perfectly acceptable. However, he says, the top has to be separate. They have to look like they're two separate candles at the top. Even though at the bottom they're connected to each other, they're coming from the same source at the bottom, but that's not recognizable. At the top where they come out, it's recognizable as two separate lights. It is considered halachically like there are two candles there. And therefore, even for those that have a separate candle for each person, so in this situation, so if you're lighting two people with the same underlying source, but it comes out as two separate wicks, so that would be technically acceptable. He brings down Ayin and Morgan of Rom, Shadaito, Delefi Madi, Salel, and Nahagor. The Mogen of Rama says, based upon what we're going to learn in the Rama soon, that we add on an additional candle for every single person in the household, and you have to therefore light in a separate place. So then, as we pointed out, it's not going to be recognizable. So don't have two people lighting on the same wicks that are coming out from the same source, even though the wicks are separate. Even the first night, because you won't be able to tell that this is the first night. But he says, that's true if it has two separate openings at the top. We have a menorah where each candle that's put in there is separate. And it clearly has eight separate places for the candles, even if they have the underlying source the same. Then two people could light on the same chanukiah, on the same menorah. One, for example, on one side of the menorah, the chanukiah, and one on the other side. Because it clearly is looking like two separate people lit, even though they use the same chanukiah. Because if it was the second night, they'd be lighting one candle next to the other. So the fact that on the second night you have two lighting on the right side of the chanukiah and two lighting on the left side of the chanukiah brings up the chayyadim is allowed. The chaynogim olam, where they didn't have multiple chanukiyos, so they would do it this way, and that would be perfectly acceptable. He does bring down the issue of footnote 31, however, that this is true only if it's doing because of Hidur Mitzvah. But if they're two separate people living in the same chotzer, and each of them has an obligation for their own house to go and light, so the Elyon Rabbah brings down She'eino Ola L'Shneihem. Then you can't have this situation where we said that one source, albeit it has two wicks coming off, would be good for both of them. On the other hand, the Maimon Mordechai says, Gambo Venzel L'Shneihem. Here too it should work. And he brings down the Prima Gadim, Shu Mokor Diriya Mishnah Berurah. That is the source of the Mishnah Berurah as well. Tishuvu number 32 brings down the Chenim Madlikin Shnei B'Liyodu B'Mokom Echad. Two people lighting in the same area, but each one has their own Chanukiah. So then Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, Apu Pishein Smucha Zulazu Mutter. Even though they're near each other, it's clearly recognizable, and therefore it is permissible. And he says, even if they're lighting from one Chanukiah, El Shkol Echad Madlik Bishura B'Fnei Atzmo Zu Agabi Zu, each one is lighting in a separate area, so that's clearly separate. So then Rav Nissen Karlis Zatzal says that that's permissible, and so too does Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal say. For example, they also bring down, if a menorah has, for example, the eight branches of the menorah, and one person with light on night four on one side, and the other person with light four on the other side, Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal says that would be acceptable on the fourth night, or any of the nights lower than that. Obviously, on the fifth night and onwards, it would not be good. Sif Dalal Mechaber writes, Mile ka'ara shemen v'kifa b'silos. If you filled up a container of oil, and you put in lots of wicks in it, im kofo ala kli, if you then put a kli on top of it, so kol psila ola b'shul ner echad, so each wick that comes out looks like it's a separate candle, so that would be good. However, lo kofo lo kli, but if you didn't go and do that, so then afilu l'ner echad eino ola l'fishi madura, then it wouldn't work. Even though you have eight wicks coming out, it wouldn't even count as one because it looks too much like a torch and you have to light individual candles and not a big torch. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Gimel, if you have a separate exit way for each of the wicks to come out through the top of the container, so then it doesn't look like they're all one wick, one torch. It looks like separate candles. But you have to put the kli on top of it first and then light it. If you first lit it and then you put the container on the top to separate the wicks, then you'd have to extinguish the candles and then cover it up and then go and relight it again. Dishuvu number 33 adds, Famadli Bekori Shemen Achatz Kamaneros Basilis Sophos. If you're lighting in a single container of oil with those floating wicks, so Rav Nissen Karlis is not sure if that's considered a separate kli or not. V'chenim Yesh Kona Cholu L'chol Psila. If you have a separate pipe, so to say, for each wick, so Rav Yashiv says, Eino Nechshav L'chfias Kli. That's not like putting a kli on top of it, but Tzorch L'harchik Etz Psilis. You have to separate the psilis far enough from each other so that they don't look like they're all a torch. The issue foot number 34 brings down, do you have to go and make a new bracha? You extinguish it and you relight it again. So it's mashma that you don't make a new bracha, even though the Pri Chodesh, which is the source of this, seems to say that you would make a new bracha, but he explains that that's not true in our case. On the other hand, the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is, should be in your name, tzorech la'atzav l'hadlik bracha. You have to make a new bracha. I ain't shown for his reasoning. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Dalet says, when it's a torch, shemischabros kol alav yachad, it's like one big flame all together. That's not acceptable. Why not? So the issue foot number 35 explains from the Levush, Shekivim Shaneis Hoya B'Neiros Flo Medura. It was separate candles in the menorah in the base of Mikdash and not a torch, and therefore, in Cain, Kishamadlik Medura, Ainz Zikron L'Neis. If you light a torch, that's not the Neis. And another additional reason brought down from the Sfas Ames, Shazanir Kimisha Hidlik Letzorah Tashmisho. It looks like you're lighting a torch for your usage and not for the shame of the mitzvah. Why, if you don't put a kli on it, does it count even like one? So it's no good only if you light them all at the same time. But if you light them individually, so then it would technically be Yotzei as soon as you lit it, and therefore that would be acceptable. On the other hand, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Mistima Saposki, Masha Shagam, Im Hidlik Etzaneros, Bezeach Hazeh, Eino Olo, Afilu Nerechot, it won't count. And the reasoning is, Kivin Shedlik Etzanero Rishon, Hoysa Kabanaso, Lassos Medura, since you were intending to light the others, it's as if you did a torch from the Chatchilu, and that is no good. Now go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Agavul cheniyishes all hamid aneros b'shura b'shavu l'biyul." You have to light them in a straight line and not in a circle or a semicircle to have a kimidur. Because if you light it in a semicircle, it looks too much like a torch. He brings down from the Gos Maimonios in the name of the Smak. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Tezvav says, "Hainu shalasos echad nichlas echad yotzei gam kin eno kedai." To have it on an alternating line is also no good. Shlo yavo lasos b'igul, because they may come to go and light it in a circle, which would be no good. Dishuvu number 36 brings down that an additional reason for this is being no good is for the Machzis of Shekel, because it looks too much like a torch. And the Orach HaShulchan adds, Kishe'echad Nichlus ve'echad Yotzi nira lo kol ner ta'omri b'fnei atzmo v'eino hekel mispar neros. It doesn't look like there's a set number. Each one looks individual. And you won't be able to tell what night of Chanukah it is, and you're not accomplishing anything by Mahadrim and Amahadrim. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tezayin adds, V'myesh hefzik l'chitza b'nei ler, if you have some sort of separation between the candles, u'kerochav etzba b'neim, and it's at least the distance of etzba between them, mutter, then it's acceptable. Afilu lo kofal em kli, even if you don't have a kli on top of them. V'chein ogim, and this is the custom of the world, the dafka b'kara, shein shom hefzik b'nei ler, that it's no good to have them too close to each other. But if you have them on a candelabra, if you have them some sort of separation that's clear between the different candles, so then it is acceptable. Again, we didn't have time to get back to all the Dershu footnotes, chock full of information, ayin sham. With this, we conclude today's shiur.